We've all seen the TV pictures of the rugged terrain of Afghanistan. Soon the harsh winter will set in. This poses a challenge for any troops who might be called on to fight a ground war. Warm clothing and high-tech equipment are considered essential by many military planners, but many servicemen and women say their religious faith is also a powerful asset. Lisa Nurnberger of member station WAMU reports.
Despite occasional laughter around the lunch table at a Maryland armory, National Guardsmen and women of the 290th Military Police Company, for the most part, look serious. This group has already seen the effects of terrorism. They stood guard while recovery crews worked at the Pentagon. Their own chaplains said blessings over the remains that were pulled from the rubble. Specialist Deanna Coleman Reed says she herself has turned to religion to cope and has seen others do so too.
We had one young soldier who basically ran off, and everybody basically thought he was deserting. When he came back, he said he just had to sit, be by himself, and talk with the Lord. And basically, that just let us know that, you know, he can handle anything now.
I've prayed over this matter quite often.
Sergeant Wayne Yarborough has been serving for almost 20 years and is now with the National Guard.
If it comes down to the protection of myself, if it comes down to the protection of my fellow soldier, I have to squeeze the trigger. And I have to ask God for my forgiveness for doing that later.
He says when he first joined the Army, he wasn't a religious person. Now he's a Pentecostal minister at the Rock of Ages Church of God in Christ in Essex, Maryland. He's preached on the subject of military action and counseled fellow soldiers.
We want to attack and retaliate real quick, but who has thought about moving in the spirit of forgiveness, saying, thousands of people have died, and that's bad. And I agree that it's evil and it needs to be dealt with. But there's a just way and an unjust way. And necessarily going to all-out attack, I don't feel is necessarily justice.
The question of under what conditions an all-out assault should be launched comes up frequently, says Captain James Yee, a Muslim chaplain at Fort Lewis, Washington. He counsels a lot of Muslim service members.
Prophet Muhammad prohibited Muslims fighting against Muslims. So this is the main reason why becomes an issue.
He tells Muslim service members who come to him for counseling that when a crime is committed, Islam demands justice. He says the conflicts Muslim Americans may feel can't be resolved overnight.
I don't understand. How could such evil be unleashed on innocent people?
A recent service at the Faith Lutheran Church, down the street from the Fort Myer Army Post in Arlington, Virginia, focused on how to make sense of recent events. Congregation member Dick Irby is a Korean War veteran. He describes himself as a snot-nosed, fresh-caught 21-year-old ensign when he had to go to battle.
I don't know where in my life this came in. It's the old Ecclesiastes, there is a time for all things. And for me personally, that's the thing that kicked in. There is a time for all things. You don't live forever.
Army Captain Patrick Bajenska, who's also a member of the congregation, says on September 11th he realized he hadn't been in touch with his faith as much as he should have been. Up until then, his job at the Pentagon was pretty quiet, and he realized his faith had been stronger when he was in danger serving in Bosnia.
I felt like I was more at the tip of the spear, so to speak. And then when I came to Washington, I don't even have an assigned weapon. I don't even wear camouflage uniforms on a day-to-day basis. So I didn't necessarily lose ground, but I didn't keep myself on a mental edge in a religious point of view like I used to think about things.
Wherever the front lines may be, the Army captain says in preparing for combat, soldiers should view religion like they view their weapon.
And if you leave it to when you're faced with the moment, if that's the first time you analyze this from a spiritual side, then it's kind of the same as well as that the very first time you've ever fired your rifle or done any type of tactical training.
Bajenska lost 3 co-workers in the Pentagon attack and likely would have died himself had it not been for a meeting outside the building. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.